Good morning, everybody. Today is June 21st in the year 2023, and welcome to Simply Bitcoin. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover breaking news, culture, and memetic warfare. We bring on Bitcoiners from all around the world, from the biggest names to the everyday Bitcoiner. We got them all, and we will be your guide through the separation of money and state. Well, you know the deal, guys. 2020 is hindsight, and as we're seeing currently, the institutional floodgates of capital are opening up and flooding into Bitcoin. And I think this is a conversation that we've been having on Twitter Spaces a lot. It's important to remind yourself why you are here, why you Bitcoin, why you are obsessed with Bitcoin, why you can only think about Bitcoin. Is it simply for number go up? Is it for better instant payments? Or is it for the separation of money and state and freedom go up technology? You know, as we say all the time, to break the control of the few over the many and usher in a world where the individual controls their own destiny. I think now is the time to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself the question, why are you here? Because it's becoming very clear that the institutions are here, the institutional money made it. And if you are watching the price this morning, it is starting to look like we are entering in the next phase of the bull run. So number go up is nice, but I think freedom go up is nicer, and it's important to stay focused and remember why you do what you do, why you're a Bitcoiner, because while we enter the bull run, things may get crazy. You may get blinded by the fact that number is going up, but we are here for the separation of money and state. We are here for freedom go up technology. And I think that is the most important thing to remember. So on today's show, we do have a lot of news covering the fact that institutions are here, more and more news of ETFs rolling out. And then also more and more framing from the powers that be of why they need to roll out their pseudo CBDC system. Anyways, without further ado, I'm not alone today. I'm here with Dell, the funky HODL sapien, as my co-host. Dell, how are you doing this morning? It's great to be good. Here.
Yeah, it is good to be here. And as you pointed out in the opening intro there, it's important to really stress that Bitcoin, as much as we all like to see number go up, NGU, it is important to continually stress what the true value of Bitcoin is. And yes, while having more value dumped into Bitcoin by the institutions is cool and good to see, the biggest thing there, I would argue, isn't that more money's coming into it. It's bringing wider awareness, because as more money flows in, where money goes, eyes follow. And you're going to see news agencies, the broadcasters, the legacy media up there talking about, oh, why is this happening? Because they have no idea. They have no clue what's going on. They get up there, they do what their producers say, they read their teleprompters, but they have absolutely no clue what's happening. You and I, down in the trenches, we understand exactly what's going on. So as the news stations, as the legacy media talk about these things, and grandma and grandpa and uncles and dad and mom say, hey, what's going on here? I saw this on the news last night. Can you tell me more about it? Because I see you wearing that hat. And I know you've been talking about it at Thanksgiving dinner, and you won't shut up about this stupid freaking thing. But hey, I'm kind of interested. Tell me about it. What's going on here? And you will be able to tell them about it, because at Simply Bitcoin, all we're going to do is help you educate, and so you can get yourself learned.
Let's go. Let's go. All right. Well, without further ado, let's get into the numbers.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
Of course, of course, of course. Before we go on, we want to plug Bitcoin 2024. I know it is a year away. Today is June 21st, but July 25th through the 27th in 2024, we are taking over Nashville, guys. And we are telling you this today because you guys do complain about the price rises. Well, get your ticket today, because this is the lowest it will be. And we are taking over Nashville for the first time. I know a lot of Bitcoiners do not like Miami. So we're going to Nashville. You can get yourself a general admission ticket for $299 today for the 2 days of the general admission. Industry pass for $749 if you want to get a job in the Bitcoin industry. This is where you want to go. And of course, if you're a whale, This is the rock bottom price you will get on the Whale Pass for $4,499. Again, guys, get your ticket today because I know this happens every single time. Every time the conference rolls around, everyone starts catching the FOMO and you realize that Nashville is the place to be. You need to make the mecca to the Bitcoin conference. If you haven't been to one, this is the place to be. It is always the place to be around the time and everyone has a blast. So get yourself a ticket today. We will see you next year in Nashville. Anyways, of course, for the numbers, we're over here at Bitcoin on Clark Moody's dashboard. And first and foremost, we are at block height of 795,331. And everyone knows the news this morning. We have hit 30K again. We are back, boys. We made it. And ladies, we are back. We are no longer in a bull market or a bear market. Sorry, we are entering in the bull market. And as we kind of touched on in the beginning, as we covered last week, it's becoming very, very clear that the institutions are here and they're going to pump your bags. Do not sell them your Bitcoin. HODL onto that Bitcoin. Anyways, the sats per dollar, aka the Moscow time, aka how much your dollar is worth, it's currently at 3,323 sats per dollar. The total percentage of Bitcoin that will ever be issued is at 92.42%. The total market cap of Bitcoin is rising, guys, $584 billion. And the realized monetary inflation, aka taking fiat currencies to school, is currently at 1.76%. The Bitcoin versus gold market cap is 4.53%. So much room to grow. We are coming for the gold market cap. And the total capacity of Bitcoin and Lightning Network is currently at 5,432.61 BTC. The total public reachable Bitcoin nodes is 17,096. The hash rate the last 90 days is 356.3 exahashes. And the blocks to clear in the time chain is 48. And the pending fee is 6.57. Again, I thought Bitcoin was broken. It is almost like it is working exactly as advertised. Anyways, guys, for today's numbers, I have a video for you guys from the Fed now. The Fed is dropping their propaganda pieces on us, and it's very interesting. The reason I wanted to bring this video on for today is back to the question I asked you in the beginning of today's show. Ask yourself, why are you here? Because this is the most important question you will be asking yourself moving forward, because the powers that be will plant the seed. They'll try to psyop you into believing the different narratives. Narratives come and go, but the Bitcoin narrative of freedom go up technology is the most important. So again, I ask you, why you watch this video? Ask yourself one simple question. What are you here for? Why are you a Bitcoiner? And then compare that to what the Fed now thinks they are ushering in with their pseudo CBDC, with their FedNow system. And there's a stark contrast between what Bitcoiners believe, what Bitcoiners fight for, and what the powers that be are angling their new digital money system, their digital payment system, to usher in a new world. So let's check this out and then we'll talk about this.
The world today looks very different than it did a decade ago. Smartphones and high-speed internet access have changed how quickly we expect to pay for the things we need. There are already services that let people make payments that seem instant, but many of these services provide funds to the user before the funds settle between banks. This lag in final settlement creates a buildup of interbank obligations. What's needed is a payment system designed for the real-time nature of instant payments, one that can scale as demand for these new payments grows.
Today, businesses and consumers want to send and receive money in seconds, also known as instant payments. The payments industry is working quickly to meet this demand, but the solutions aren't without growing pains. So the time for modernizing our nation's payment system is now.
That's why the Federal Reserve's work is progressing rapidly for the FedNow service, a new infrastructure for instant payments. The FedNow service is designed to exist alongside private sector options, fulfilling the Federal Reserve's historical role of promoting market competition and providing nationwide reach for payment services. The FedNow service will allow any financial institution in the U.S., regardless of size, to offer instant payments to its customers.
With the FedNow service, funds will settle between financial institutions instantaneously. End users will be able to access their funds in real time, no matter the time or the day.
This new instant payments platform will increase efficiency, improve accessibility, reduce risk, foster competition, and support resiliency. It will also position financial institutions and the customers they serve, consumers and businesses, to better manage their funds. Those who live paycheck to paycheck could face fewer overdrafts and late fees. Businesses could more easily manage their cash flow. Public service organizations could deliver instant relief in times of crisis. And financial institutions of all sizes could remain competitive by providing access to instant payment services.
Thinking about all the ways the FedNow service could be used to help people and businesses is really exciting. It also demonstrates the Federal Reserve's commitment to providing solutions that benefit everyone in the financial system and the broader economy.
In just a few short years, the FedNow service will help support the next generation of payments. To learn more about the FedNow service, visit FedNow.org.
Couldn't make up. Okay, guys, let's bring it back a little bit and talk about some of the points. Well, it's very interesting that the FedNow propaganda piece, their PR piece, basically only talks about better digital payments. Is this what you're here for, guys? Better digital payments? I think as far as most people are concerned, especially in the U.S., this is the Federal Reserve after all. They have, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App, Strike. I am pretty sure the digital payments network that we have right now is decent enough for the average person in the world. Yes, they could obviously upgrade their digital payment system, but that's not what we're here for. At least that's not what I'm here for. I know I'm seeing everyone in the chat. That's not what you're here for. But it is very interesting the nature of this PR piece and the narrative that they are shaping, because they very clearly lay out that they are trying to maintain their competitiveness. They are realizing that they are getting outcompeted by entrepreneurs, Bitcoiners out there, and they realize they need to gaslight the average person and show them that, hey, we are improving the digital payment system because, you know, Bitcoin is just a digital payments network. Like, it's really just about quicker payments. Remember what they tell you guys all the time about, you know, Bitcoin is slow, my blockchain, 10 minutes. It's not fast enough for the digital world. We have a better digital payments and it is quicker. It is instant. Whereas everyone that is on the Bitcoin network, people that are true believers of Bitcoin, are not here just for digital payments. And this is where one of the co-op narratives that they will use. We're here for simply digital payments. This is not the case for me personally. As I said in the beginning, it is not simply about number go up. It is about freedom go up. It's about ushering in a money that isn't controlled by a small cabal of people that are middlemen, that are central bankers, that is the Federal Reserve. But there is one point there that I think is very interesting. And we had this conversation in Spaces yesterday. And shouts out to TC for bringing this to our attention, because the FedNow PR piece that dropped later in that day is hinting on the same idea. And that's the idea of the surgical precision that the Fed wants with this FedNow system, or AKA their pseudo CBDC system. So instead of having wholesale control of the economy, they will be able to usher in this FedNow system and pinpoint where they want to either, you know, pull back funds, push funds, control some people's transactions, maybe allow other people's transactions, you know, whatever they need to do to maintain the economy. But there was one glaring thing missing from this video. I didn't hear anything about savings or eliminating the parasite that siphons away your wealth to, again, a small cabal of bankers. Oh, wait, that's them. Obviously, they're not going to put their own neck on the chopping block. It's not about instant payments. That's not what this is about. It's about a savings mechanism that cannot be debased, something that is outside the control of the central bankers, something that is a global network connecting the world on the metric system of value, which is Bitcoin. But there is one glaring slap in the face in this video, and I didn't catch it the first time I watched this, but I caught it right now. And did you guys catch the little PR there where it says those living paycheck to paycheck will have less late fees? Yes. you're looking out for the little guy out there. Those living paycheck to paycheck don't have to worry, because their late fees will be less on the FedNow system. Look, we're looking out for you, little man. But we all know the real problem here, and the reason most people are still in the fiat rat race, is because the fiat currency is being debased in real time. They are continuously printing money, and that is what makes you poorer. That is why most people are living paycheck to paycheck, is because you can't save in fiat currencies. But hey, man, you know, we're updating the fiat system. You'll pay less fees to the bankers. It's all good, bro. You're going to survive. You won't have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck. But that's not what this is about. What is needed is a money that doesn't steal from you. Not better payments, not faster digital payments. We already have faster digital payments. This is not what it is about. It is about a money, a peer-to-peer money that isn't possible to be debased. 21 million hard cap. This is the way. There's no middleman. There's no one you have to go ask to send your transactions to. This is a permissionless money without a Federal Reserve, a central banker controlling it. And I just find it very, not only hilarious, but interesting, the PR moves that they are making and just trying to frame this as faster digital payments. Because if you talk to the average person out there, what do they think about Bitcoin? Oh, it's just digital money. It's instant digital payments. That is not what this is about. This is about freedom, go up technology. It is about a money outside of your control. And of course, they're never going to touch on this. And this is why we do what we do, is to counter the BS coming out of the corporate press and the central bankers and the high-level parasites or the unproductive class, whatever you want to use. It is not about faster digital payments. This is not what this is about. And in this moment, when we are seeing institutional money come in, more paper Bitcoin come in, I think it's very important to ask yourself, why do you do what you do? Because it's going to get very crazy this next bull run. And you want to have your first principles dialed in now before you get lost in the sauce by the number go up technology. Okay. Anyways, Dell, what's your thoughts on that video, bro?
You mentioned a part of that video where she said they're looking out for the little guy. But I picked up on something else when you said that you didn't catch it the first time. I thought you were going to mention this. But at the beginning there, she says something about how when you see payments going through, she doesn't say things like Cash App or Venmo or PayPal, these different things where if I send you money and I see that right away, oh, hey, I bought a couch. Cool. Thanks for the $50, whatever. She says that what we see is what we right there. It happens right away. But she says that final settlement isn't happening instantaneously. How is that my problem? So you've got this entire system built on a house of cards, a bunch of lies. You're making that my issue? No, you're not looking out for us, just like you pointed out, Opti. You're not looking out for the little guy. You don't care about the little guy. This has nothing to do with the little guy. It's exactly like you said. They showed that clip there with all those cars backed up. And that's accurate. That is exactly how it is. You see this probably every week in your bank account. If you buy something, pending charge, this pending, that transact, it's all this waiting stuff, all this pending, because final settlement happens behind the scenes, takes time. It's not actually happening in real time. Well, if they have these backups and things can't move in real time or the way the system is, well, then they can't control things in real time. So even though this charge is coming through and then they say stop it, it might already be pending and then it's happening. But if they have a real time flow of things and information, that's all money is information, then they can control it. Man, I'm so glad that I'm a fan of Hideo Kojima and Metal Gear Solid, because back in, when was it? The early 2000s, he released a little game called Metal Gear Solid 2, and he was talking about this exact thing, the control of information, digital information. This is the onset of the internet, and if there are people that can control how information is propagated, how it goes out to the world, then there are going to be people that work those levers. And the problem with a few people having control over things is that we don't know how things are going to go. It's like you're playing Jenga on this massive scale. The Jenga bricks are the size of cities, and you're moving these things, hoping that it's going to work out for you. But you have no idea what's going on the other side of the city. So people being in control, few people, one person, some board of evil. That's really what they are. Evil manipulators having any sort of control over our lives is, well, it's evil.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
The Daily News.
Oh, my bad. I was trying to pull up a, all right. Anyways, I couldn't agree more. I think it's very interesting. You know, we try to do our best to not get too, you know, tinfoil hat on our show and be as sober and obviously as unbiased as possible, but we obviously have our bias. But I don't know what else is more evil than printing more money and making the world broke and distributing wealth from the average person that can barely get by into your own pockets, and then trying to continue to play that game forever. This is why we Bitcoin, and this is why we are opting out of this system. Opting into the Bitcoin system is because you don't have to go along with the status quo anymore. There is a tool that stops this madness from happening, and we can reset the course of human history and reorganize society for the better. And I think this is why most of us are such ardent Bitcoiners. Yes, everyone's saying whoops. Let's get into the news, though.
The Daily News.
The Daily News is brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Check out the brand new limited edition color, the transparent green jade. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air-gapped Bitcoin transactions, scan and display QR codes directly on the device, assign transactions, and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
Before I give Dell the reins, we want to talk to you guys about Orange Pill Ops. Stack friends who stack sats. It's the number one resource for meeting Bitcoiners in real life, finding Bitcoin-only events. And I think they just released a new chat event feature where you guys can talk about what's going on in the app, create an event in your area. Guys, I couldn't endorse an app more or an ideology more, because I think it's super important for you guys to get in touch with other Bitcoiners, create a local Bitcoin community, make sure you're not the only crazy Bitcoiner in your area, because it really does feel like sometimes that you are the delusional one. But when you're around other Bitcoiners, you start to realize, like, no, we are correct. We are doing the right thing. So link up with Bitcoiners in your area. It could be creating a Bitcoin meetup. It could just be grabbing a drink with some Bitcoiners and unplugging. Hop on the Orange Pill app, stack friends who stack sats, create events. Make sure you are building your local Bitcoin community, because it does get lonely out there and it is a trying time right now. So anyways, Dale, let's jump in, bro. What you got for us?
Okay, this is from our friends over at Bitcoin Magazine. We've all been hearing the news about BlackRock. And when you have the global asset, the asset manager that has more control over global assets under management than anybody else, I kind of fumbled that there, but BlackRock has over $10 trillion in global assets under management. They're in China. They're all over the place. They've got their geopolitical fingers and pretty much everything that you could possibly imagine. So when they do things, everybody else does things. It's like the number one top dog bully at the school. So when he start, or the cool kid, I guess, the cool kid at the school, when he starts wearing a hat backwards, everybody else is going to start wearing their hat backwards. So here we've got WisdomTree files for application for spot ETF following BlackRock's filing. WisdomTree, a prominent provider of exchange traded funds, ETFs, has filed an application seeking approval for the launch of the WisdomTree Bitcoin Trust to be listed on the Cboe BZX exchange. This filing comes in the wake of BlackRock's recent application for a spot Bitcoin ETF, signaling the increasing interest and recognition of Bitcoin within the traditional finance space. They go on to say, the consecutive filings by BlackRock and WisdomTree, along with others as we are well aware, and I'll go over here a little bit more, highlight the increasing recognition of Bitcoin's potential in trading traditional finance. By applying for spot ETFs, these asset management giants, underscore that, giants, are acknowledging the demand for regulated investment vehicles in the space. The filings may pave the way for broader adoption and a new wave of institutional investors entering the Bitcoin market. May? I think that's kind of an understatement there. Over here on Watcher Guru, global asset management firm Invesco, another one, trying to get their spot ETF filing. They're relisting it here. So another one, we've got Invesco over here at Bitcoin Magazine also saying that Spain's largest bank, Santander, is talking about the Lightning Network. And if you're wondering where their source is, well, it's Santander themselves, Banco Santander, their official Twitter account here. Lightning Network enables high volumes of instantaneous micropayments supporting millions of transactions per second. All the pros and cons in our digital asset 101 series. Why is Spain's largest bank talking about this? And this ties directly into something that Peter Dunworth was talking about, saying that all it would take is for a medium to large size player to say, hey, we've looked into Bitcoin. our treasury department, and we would like that on our balance sheet. Why would the largest bank in Spain be talking about this if they weren't looking at it? They certainly have to be looking at it at least enough to put something like this out here. Once again, over Bitcoin Magazine, Justin, asset manager Samara Alpha and Bitcoin Magazine Pro launched 1 million Bitcoin fund management competition. Big money keeps rolling in. So more money rolling in to this is a Connect participants, high net worth Bitcoin investors. So more and more money just flowing into Bitcoin. I'm going to play this little clip here from the, I believe this is MSNBC. This is
Before you go, I think you might need to pull this down and put it in a tab so that we can hear the audio. Oh, there you go.
I was just going to full screen it. Tell me if it's if you can hear this. Here we go. If it wants to play. Maybe it's not going to play. What's going on? Oh, here we go.
No audio. You got to pull it down and go into a tab.
I got to do its own tab like this?
Yeah. So pull it down. We'll stop screen sharing. Screen share again and put it in a tab.
Well, honestly, I don't have to play it. I didn't understand any of that. So ex Barclays CEO, he's saying, I love seeing mainstream firms get involved in Bitcoin. So this is a Barclays massive, massive bank. And this is a complete change of tune from what people like this, these large banks were saying just a few years ago, not even that long. They're saying, oh, nobody's interested in Bitcoin. Nobody's interested in all of this digital. No. They're interested in traditional finance type stuff. But that changes quickly. And that might have been true. I have a hard time believing it. But when BlackRock CEO says that he hasn't heard anybody saying that they're interested in Bitcoin, that might be the honest truth. It might be, because he might be so out of touch, so clueless as to what's going on that he personally never heard about it. And then the people that he's surrounded with say, hey, there's a lot of people talking about this. There's a ton of money in it. Maybe we should look at it. Okay, sure. Let's do that. These people aren't omnipotent. So maybe that is true. Over here, we've got Fed Powell saying, quote, a CBDC is not something we support. If they did have one, it would be intermediated by banks. But then also, Fed Powell says, we see stable coins as a form of money. It's just they're all over the place. They're all over the place. And the thing that I want to close here on this news with is from Natalie Siminski. And this is what's really important, because we constantly see Bitcoiners talking about the dissolution of this current system, constantly saying, oh, the current system needs to go away. We got to replace it with a better system, burn it all down, get rid of it. And there is some truth to that. I understand where the sentiment comes from. But as Natalie Siminski is quoting here, Joseph Schumpeter, who was around in the early 1900s, about 100 years ago, says, it is not even true that he who hates a social system, such as the one that we have right now, who hates a social system, will form an objectively more correct version of it than he who loves it. For love distorts indeed, but hate distorts still more. My takeaway there is that if you dislike a system, that maybe hating that system isn't the correct approach. Maybe what we need to do is love a better system, or love the system that existed. And I think that's what Bitcoiners all have at the core of their heart. We've seen where America was and the ideals that were brought over from England to the Americas and what we wanted. And then we've got these individuals that are running their own show. We've got people that live by that mantra of rules for thee and not for me. And they do whatever they want. We don't live in a nation of laws, or the laws that are followed by some, but not the rest. And so it's important to keep in mind that we can't just burn down a system. And that is what Nico and Opti and myself and Rustin and everybody else here at Simply Bitcoin are constantly talking about. This is a peaceful revolution. We are not encouraging anybody to go out and do anything destructive whatsoever. All we're encouraging people to do is opt out of a current system into a new system. This doesn't require any destruction of anything. It will be a transition from one rotten system into a better, completely, objectively true system. So when you just move the savings that you have slowly, we're not saying that if you're uncomfortable with it, if you don't fully understand Bitcoin, we're not saying to YOLO into it. I've talked to many boomers. I work at a place, my fiat mine job is something where I'm surrounded by people that are much older than myself. Well, maybe not much older, but older than myself. And so they have questions about Bitcoin. They don't fully understand these new digital technologies. And so what I tell them is, I'm not encouraging you to do what I've done. I'm not encouraging you to do anything other than get off zero. That is all I'm saying. This is something that Greg Foss, Lawrence Lepard, Saifedean Ammous, Michael Saylor, these are all the take. There has never been a more asymmetrical trade in the existence of humanity. So having none of this would be a bad idea. If you want to put 0.5% into it, okay. If you want to put 1% into it, hey, great. If you want to put 5% into it, that might be considered risky by some. But it's better to have some rather than none. It's like the people back in the day that saw the writing on the wall of what Amazon would one day become. And they said, hey, maybe I'll buy some stocks in this. Or saw what Tesla might become. And they bought some stocks in that. And that's all we're saying to do. All we're suggesting to do. We're not telling you to do this. We're suggesting that you have some that is more than zero. Because if this transition happens and all of the current system collapses, and this is going to be a global thing. Remember, Bitcoin is decentralized. There's not one controlling party. So when you have, last I checked, something like 17,000 reachable nodes, those are reachable nodes, mind you. Those are the ones that are currently online. Not talking about the ones that are offline, maybe come online, go offline because they're moving around, might be in transit. 17,000 reachable nodes spread across the entire globe. And the only way to destroy Bitcoin is to physically go and smash, go office space on every single one of those nodes. It's not going anywhere. And so when you have this completely decentralized system, unlike Fed, which is as centralized as you can possibly get, then that is what is securing the network. That, along with a crap ton of energy. What is it? Something like 380 exahash over the past 2 weeks, last I saw. Just absolutely insane numbers. That's 380 with 16 zeros behind it. Guesses happening every second for the next block. And to do that, you have to dump massive amounts of energy into this. So this is all to say that this network continues to grow. And not only do the technical applications, the digital applications grow, but the social aspect grows. As Opti just mentioned, the orange pill there, that's growing. I get messages on there. I know Opti, I know Nico, I know Rustin. We're all getting messages saying, hey, thank you for doing what you're doing. Hey, when's a meetup in my area? Hey, how can I help the people that I know get into Bitcoin? And the answer to all of this is simply continue to educate yourself so you have the answers to their questions when they come down the line, or at the very least, know where to point them. Because this is not something that we're going to win in the course of a day or a year even. This is an ongoing thing. The transition from the rotten system into the new system is going to take time. And that's good. We want it to take time. We want it to be a draining of the one in as it empties into the other. That's what we want to see. And that is what we're seeing currently. And when you see BlackRock and you see Wisdom Tree and you see the largest bank in Spain all talking about Bitcoin, well, other people are going to be talking about Bitcoin too. It's just how it goes, par for the course.
Love it, Dell. Great rip. Well, kind of going back a little bit to the beginning and to the news, it's very interesting to see the breakneck speed of traditional finance institutions jumping into Bitcoin. It's almost like BlackRock was like the canary in the coal mine for all other asset managers that it's okay to touch Bitcoin. And now we're seeing every single one of them have obviously been thinking about it, but now they're like, holy shit, maybe this is the chance for me to get my Bitcoin product out and my consumer base won't look at us like we are absolutely crazy. But it's important as Bitcoiners to stay vigilant. I know everyone in the chat basically saying the same thing, because while a lot of Bitcoiners are concerned about BlackRock having its tentacles and everything, I think the simple answer is that these asset managers want to make money, and they see an opportunity to make money. They see an opportunity to profit here. And so not only do we need to stay vigilant about how they roll out their products and also educate our friends and family to avoid paper Bitcoin, to avoid giving these people their money or their Bitcoin rather, it's also important to spread the signal onto the Bitcoin entrepreneurs that are all of our friends on Twitter that are doing the things correctly so that people do not get wrecked, do not get caught up in these traps, and so that we can avoid having more rug pulls and people can actually peacefully join the Bitcoin standard and have a more peaceful, slow transition versus just absolute chaos that we saw this last year with like the FTX and the BlockFi's and the Luna, Terra and all that stuff. it's going to continue to happen. People are going to feel the pain. So I think, especially moving forward, and shout out to Phil in the chat. He's like, man, as number goes up, we're getting more viewers, more live viewers on the show. And then this is the importance of what we are all doing here as content creators, and you guys in the chat, and you guys having these conversations with our friends and family, is to educate people, because we all know the game. As number goes up, there's more interest in Bitcoin. And as that interest grows, we're going to get caught up in the eternal September problem, where it's just, we're going to be having these same conversations for a long time moving forward, and we'll have to rehash stuff so that new people understand why we do what we do. So I think this is it's a good problem to have, guys, but it's also, stay vigilant, run the Bitcoin network for yourself, take Bitcoin into self-custody, you know, baby steps, get into mobile wallets, get into hardware wallets, because you want to ensure that you are promoting the best practices in Bitcoin, because we do not want to recreate the traditional financial system. And these people are coming in here, and do not get wrecked in the HODL buyout zone, because this will happen. They are going to want your Bitcoin. They will give you a crazy price for your Bitcoin. Do not sell them your Bitcoin. This is the way moving forward. You want to be holding on to Bitcoin. Anyways, let's get into the culture, because we are running on a tight schedule today.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack, with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Of course, guys, before I get in, I want to talk to you guys about the Swan IRA, Swan's new offer. Bitcoin is generational wealth, and you can secure your bright orange future with the Swan IRA. Real Bitcoin, no taxes. Swan offers both traditional and Roth options to best fit your needs. Create your IRA and start adding Bitcoin in less than 1 minute. Transfers and rollovers are available. Swan's team of experts will get you set up with no transfer fees and no minimum balance requirements. This is real Bitcoin, not an ETF or other derivatives. Get the real thing and get it at swanbitcoin.com/IRA. All right, guys, I want to talk about something here, because I saw this tweet by Lawrence Lepard the other day, and I think it's a very important point to not only share to people, but for you guys out there to understand exactly what the stakes are. And as much as we're talking about institutional money coming into Bitcoin, I think it's important for us to remember that, look, I'm speculating here that most of our audience is roughly around my age, whether you're a Gen Xer, you're a millennial, and even the Zoomers out there. Yes, I know we do have some boomers out there. We love you guys. We appreciate your support. Do not get triggered by this. It is the same thing that I say all the time to people, but I think it's very important to understand that, yes, while these institutions are coming into Bitcoin and they have a boatload of capital, it's important to know and remember that we outnumber them by our sheer magnitude of population. There is more young people than there are boomers. And I know everyone still thinks that the baby boomers is the biggest explosion of a generation in population terms ever. But I think people forget that there's more of us children of the boomers than there are of boomers. We outnumber the boomers by a huge magnitude number, and I'm going to bring you the numbers. But before I go on, Lawrence Lepard dropped this visual here, and I think it's a great visual example of what's going on. Yes, the boomers have all the capital, but again, there's more of us than there are of them. Anyways, here's Lawrence Lepard's tweet, and he goes, "Wait until the boomers figure out that Bitcoin is the best money ever invented. The total Bitcoin market cap, I'm guessing he said, will be $500 billion. And we got a chart here, and it goes, baby boomers hold half of the U.S. nation's $140 trillion in wealth. And you can see this pie chart, or this square chart here, and it's baby boomers holding $78.3 trillion in assets. We have Generation X holding $47.8 trillion in assets. We have the silent generation born before 1946 holding $18.1 trillion in assets. And millennials born after 1980 holding $14.2 trillion in assets. And me and Dell were having this conversation before the show. It's very interesting how militant a lot of us millennials are, and even the Gen X Bitcoiners, because our future was stolen from us. The boomers basically took from the future. It's to, you know, profit off and enrich their own lives. And most of the capital has consolidated into the boomer class. And, you know, I don't wish ill on anyone, but the boomers are going to be passing on soon, and that wealth will get transferred. And to the boomers that are ahead of the game, they will understand what Lawrence Lepard says. And what Lawrence Lepard himself does is that the boomers will wake up to Bitcoin being the best money. Now, with that being said, I think it's important to remember that there is way more of us than there are of the boomers. And yes, they have all the capital, but if you guys are dollar cost averaging, if you guys are taking your Bitcoin into self-custody and you spread this signal to every single one of your friends, we can control the Bitcoin price, even though they have basically infinite amounts of money. So look at this chart here I have from Statista. Yeah, Statista.com, resident population in the United States in 2022 by generation. We have 18.29 million silent generation. We have 68.59 million baby boomers. We have 65.37 million Generation X or Gen Xers. We have 72.24 million millennials and 69.58 million Generation Z. And then, of course, the latest generation, Generation Alpha, they don't have any capital, so we can probably ignore them. But anyways, 38.55 million Gen Alphas. So, you know, math's hard number, but all of us Gen Xers, millennials, and even the Gen Zs outnumber the baby boomers 3-1. So what does this mean to me? It just means if you guys out there are ardent Bitcoiners taking Bitcoin into self-custody, playing Hungry Hippo with Bitcoin, even though they have all the capital in the world, just having the DCA army continue to stack, continue to take Bitcoin into self-custody, then we can kind of take back our future. And as we know, numbers going up today, we're all going to feel great as number goes up. But it's important to know that Bitcoin really is like the great transition of wealth. And the fiat system is dying. Whether you believe it's going to happen quickly or not, I think the case remains the same, that the fiat system is on life support. And who's going to buy all these boomers' assets? I don't know. It's not going to be me until Bitcoin gets repriced correctly, until the world gets repriced in sats. I don't think I'm going to be buying them, the boomers' houses and all their social status, material wealth games, because we understand that that is a dying system. And once you get woken up to the Bitcoin system, you don't go back into the fiat system. And I don't think the boomers fully have conceptualized this. They still think that we are playing the same game. And I think the younger generation sees that there is a problem in the world. And once you understand that the problem is the money, fix the money, fix the world, then your whole operating system changes and you start to understand, wow, maybe the future has been stolen from us and we need to play a new system. Maybe we need to create a parallel monetary system that is not controlled by the boomers out there, by the geriatric class out there. It's not funneling wealth from the average person to a central banker. Anyways, on this note, I did this thread a long time ago, and this is something that I tell people all the time, and you can see my little GIF here. We are playing Hungry Hippo here, guys. Ignore the price. Yes, we all love number go up, but don't fix it on the price. Zoom out in time. Price dips will be seen as an opportunity, and price rises will be bittersweet. The only number you should focus on is how many sats are under your control. HODL for dear life, because we are going into the great transition right now, the great repricing of the world, the great reset. And the world hasn't woken up to what Bitcoin offers them. And again, to connect the themes of today's show, ask yourself why you are here, why you are a Bitcoiner. Is it simply for number go up? Yes, it's okay to want to improve your lot in life. Yes, it's okay to want to become more wealthy, but it's not simply about number go up. It's also about freedom go up technology. It's about separation of money and state. It's about ushering in a better world. And I think a lot of us look out in the world and we're like, there's something wrong in the world. And once you realize it is the money, fix the money, you fix the world. So continue to stack, guys. Continue to get people in the DCA army. Continue to HODL onto your coin. And do not get bought out in the HODL buyout because it is coming. The institutions want your coin and they will offer you a ridiculous price. So aim even higher. Do not sell your sats for cheap, because when we do exactly what we know we will be doing here on the Bitcoin network, on the Bitcoin standard, I really do believe we will be ushering in a better world, with the world that the boomers thought they were ushering in when they were young kids, when they were revolutionaries in the counterculture revolution. It is happening now. We have taken the baton and we stopped playing the fiat game. And now we're playing a new game, and it is a better game. It's a more fair game. It's a permissionless game. It is a more equitable game. Whatever buzzword you want to use to describe the fact that we are ushering in a better, more free world, this is what Bitcoin offers to you guys. And just remember, there is more of us than there are of them. And it's just remember the power of numbers. Yes, this is an individual revolution, but there is way more people out there that are the have-nots. And you just got to get them stacking sats and understanding why you do what you do. It is not simply about number go up. Yes, number go up is one of the best indicators of people understanding Bitcoin, but freedom goes up with it. Anyways, Dale, I've been ranting for long enough. What's up, brother?
My thoughts, a couple of things. The boomers get a lot of bad rap, but I don't think it's boomers as a whole. I think it's the boomers that are in positions of power. Look at all the politicians. Those are all boomers, by and large. There's a few of the, what's the next one after that? The silent generation. There's a very few number of those that maybe Pelosi's up there. But most of your politicians, the ones that are closest to the money printer, those are the ones that F things up for us. It's not people like my dad or just the average person that bought a house and did what they were told in regards to putting some of their money into various assets. They're not the ones controlling the money printer. They're not the ones breaking the system. It's the people that got voted and that got so high on their so own supply that they're just messing everything else up for us. Something else that I saw in the chat, somebody saying about the Generation Alpha, they're not even trying anymore, the people that name these different generations. But that might actually end up being somewhat prophetic, because if we're in those hard times that we're talked about, then it's going to create some strong men. And that Generation Alpha might end up being some of the hardest people that we've ever seen in recent memory. So it might actually end up being quite accurate. And then the other point here, somebody mentioned this a little while ago. Chrissy was not at my place, but she sent this. I don't want you laughing because this is real serious, Opti. She sent this to me as a token. She said, this is a promise for everything that I can expect. And so given some of the stories I've heard from Opti, this is a good promise to have right here. So yes, I wrapped my boom mic here with that. And I look forward to seeing what old Chrissy, young Chrissy, beautiful Chrissy, has coming down the pipeline for me. So we'll see.
Wow, breaking news. Dell is now dating Chrissy. Couldn't make up. No, great rant, bro. I couldn't agree more. And everyone in the chat, really appreciate the love. It's very interesting to see the game play out and the divide between the ideological view of the world and the pragmatic and the realities of the situation. And I think as a Bitcoiner, we love truth and we love looking at the world as it is and realizing, hey, there's a lot we can do to usher in a better world. And the world that we were promised has been stolen from us. And it's all because of the money printer. Again, as the meme goes, fix the money, fix the world. Yes, fixing the money will not solve all of the world's problems, but it is where you start. And this is what we are talking about. This transition may take our whole lives. We'll probably be the crazy Bitcoiners talking about this forever, but it will happen. It is happening in real time. And we are seeing that everyone is catching the FOMO. So continue to spread the signal. Continue to wake up your friends and family. Continue to be the crazy Bitcoiner, because, hey, it may not be much, but it's honest day's work. Anyways, guys, let's get into the memes, because I know if we didn't get to the memes, I might get yelled at.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by KaboomRax. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is KaboomRax. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRax. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. KaboomRax.
KaboomRax. All right, you already know the deal, guys. This is the meme review. This is your favorite portion of the show where you guys send us memes on Twitter. Tag me on Twitter. I see someone asking where they send the memes. Tag me on Twitter at SimplyBitcoinTV or join our Telegram group. It's t.me/SimplyBitcoin and drop your meme in there. I try to find memes, whether you tag me, whether I see them on the timeline, or whether they're dropped in the Telegram group. I will, you know, do my best to get as many as possible on the show. Anyways, tweets are the bullets, memes are the artillery. As you can tell, we are in the midst of an information war. World War III is an information war. It will not be kinetic. There might be some kinetic skirmishes, but it is about bombarding you with so much noise that you do not know what's up from down. You missed a signal. So spread the memes, get the calls of actions, ridicule the corporate press, and make some funnies so that you can make your friends laugh so you can keep morale up. Anyways, first meme is by at LP Capital Chai, and he goes, hashtag Bitcoin. And this is the classic kids with their dad meme. And the little girl goes, dad, why don't we have any Bitcoin? And the dad goes, I sold it all to BlackRock at 25K. And the son goes, put me up for adoption, please. Absolutely rag. Do not sell your Bitcoin to BlackRock. HODL those coins for real. Okay, this next meme is by RDBTC on Twitter. And he goes, uninteresting. Hashtag Bitcoin, hashtag HODL. And this is the sentiment of all Bitcoiners. We're telling you, do not buy paper Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin. Take it into self-custody. Take it off exchanges. And this is the way. Anyways, we got the Squidward meme over here where he's sunbathing, unbothered, moisturized in his own lane, you know, sun tanning, and he's got laser eyes. And it goes, something about a Bitcoin ETF. Me, he looks, squints, is, oh, yeah, whatever. Unbothered, moisturized in my own lane, unworried, unfazed. While ETF to us Bitcoiners isn't that interesting to the traditional financial world, to the institutions of the world, it is very interesting to them. And, you know, we do our best to give you guys the Bitcoiner take as well as the TradFi view on the world. And this is the news right now. Everyone wants exposure to Bitcoin. Anyways, this next meme is by at FinnyJ on Twitter, and it goes, Bitcoiners, I don't even check the price anymore. I've reached Bitcoin Zen. Also, Bitcoiners, every time the price goes up 0.3%, is this the God candle? Is this the God candle? This is the butterfly meme. This is the way. I don't look at the Bitcoin price. I feel attacked a little bit on this one, Orange Pill Pharmacist, because I never look at the Bitcoin price, but when it starts pumping, I'm like, let's go. We're back, boys and girls. Okay, this next meme is by BTC Kaz. He's been dropping some great memes the last couple of days. He goes, the institutions are coming. Hashtag Bitcoin. And it's the Terminator meme where the girl is crying under the desk and the Terminator is global asset managers and the little girl crying under the desk is the 21 million Bitcoin. The institutions are coming. They are coming for your Bitcoin. Do not sell them your Bitcoin. Anyways, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard about this accounting error of the Pentagon where they sent a ridiculous amount of money to Ukraine, and it was just an accounting error, bro. Like, you know, shit happens, right? We got this meme here by Carla Bitcoin. She goes, at least we have nice roads. And we got the sunflower yelling, going, personal accounting error, and they're yelling at you and they're going to give you fines and they're going to try to take you to jail. And then on the bottom it goes, Pentagon accounting error, and it's really sweet. Ha, oops. We just messed up. It wasn't that big of a deal. It's just an accounting error. You know, we just sent a couple billy to what's a couple billy lost between friends, you know, like no big deal, not a big deal. Anyways, drop your meme review score in the chat. Wait, in the chat, and we will cover ours live. Before we do that though, great. Feels good. We're killing it today. Okay, my meme review for today is, again, my boy BTC Pins, Sats Obsessed Mentality cards. We have Chancellor on Brink of second bailout for banks. I think we're on fourth or fifth or something like that. I don't even know who can count, who can even remember how many bailouts we had. They will bail out forever. All right, jump in, Dell.
My meme review is a holster. I'm not going to tell you the brand. The holster. And the reason I like this holster so much is for a really wacky reason that I'll bet nobody else has used it. I've got this bad case of tennis elbow, and something I've learned from different physical therapists on YouTube, of all places, is you take something hard, you run it down the affected muscle, and it helps a lot. It kind of breaks up whatever's going on there. And so this holster has been a godsend for a reason.
For a secondary reason. Love it. It
wasn't really good, but...
Oh man, that's hilarious. Okay, guys, drop your meme review score in the chat as we shout out Represent. Go to Represent LTD. We wear the merch every single day. Dell's wearing the snapback. Apparently, he just checked. It is sold out, guys, so you got to get him quickly. I am wearing the Simply Bitcoin sold out Truth Bomb shirt. Oh, he's wearing the hoodie. We are in talks with the boys over there. We should have some merch for you guys soon. We'll see what happens. Anyways, use the promo code simply-bitcoin on representltd.com to get a discount. And I just realized something as well. Shouts out to the boys over at BitPlate. Get yourself a BitPlate, because if you do not put your seed phrase on something that is indestructible, hear that? It is indestructible titanium. BitPlate's dominoes designed to preserve your Bitcoin wallet backup seed words and passphrase, made from highly corrosion resistant 316L marine grade stainless steel, and offering the ultimate protection against extremes of temperature. Use the code SIMPLY and you can get 10% off all BitPlates. Again, you guys like the BitPlates ASMR. Okay. Anyways, let's get to these meme reviews. Oh, again, I keep forgetting to update the music for you guys. So, hey, Dell, do you want to do some epic music with your mouth over here? Some No, I'm just playing. Okay. Finding the meme. Okay, let's go with. Okay, Andrew Williams, meme score. Multiple legacy media meat puppets talking about the benefits of Bitcoin self-custody over banks and fiat. Let's go. Okay. Opti's undisclosed reason for loving Bitcoin, aka Bob's. Okay, score. Bob's with several inches of Okay, it's harder to filter when I'm doing it. Thank you, Dow. Okay, Phil C. I give these memes my Bitcoin that will never fall into the hands of BlackRock. Let's go. Okay, Elaine. Shouts out to Elaine. Score. Crazy Bitcoiners become world-renowned heroes, lauded and loved. Parades, medals, etc. Let's go. Okay, this one is Seiko05. Meme score. Afraid to ask andymeme.jpg. I don't know how meme scores work, and at this point, I'm too afraid to ask. That was a perfect meme score.
That's a great one.
Okay, next one is by UTXO, and he goes, I give the memes a summer solstice. Let's go. Okay, a few more. We got Bitcoin for Canadians. I give those memes BTC above 30K forever and ever. Amen. Amen to that, brother. Okay, this next meme is by Narwhal Tacos, and it goes, I give those memes this earring Chrissy left at my house as an excuse to come back and see me later. Man, she really gets around, guys. She really wants your Bitcoin. What, oh my goodness. Okay, this next one is by Frank Arn, and it goes, my score is Opti saying, I never look at the Bitcoin price when literally looking at the Bitcoin price daily on the show. Okay, I only look at the price for you guys on the show. I don't look at it outside of this. Wrecked. Absolutely wrecked. Okay, a few more. McLovin, meme score, Opti's new wrecked. Okay, that's the double wrecked. Me and Dell both wrecked on that one. Okay, Think Orange, I give those memes a warm warm vibration. Oh man. Okay, guys. Okay. Nico's away, and the house is burning. Okay. Pandora box.
This is fine.
Pandora's box headquarters. Meme score, a tag Bitcoin. Inevitable. Let's go. Okay. Let's see. Andres, meme score. My resignation effective immediately from McDonald's. God candle here. Let's go. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Take the Ride said he DM'd me his score. Let me see if I can get this very quickly for you guys. One second. Let's go one more. Wow, this is loading.
I'll read while you're looking.
Okay. Take the Ride says, I gave you my meme score right here. Let's go. Hodlers on the fast track to the moon. Let's go. Good one, Nate. Good one. Okay, Extemos. I give the memes a hidden feeling from Dell's to Chrissy. Okay. Oh my God. There's so many. Okay. We'll read them. We'll read them today. Oh wait, no, that's a second one. Sorry. Only one at a time. Dano in CO meme score. My vengeful instinct to laugh at the friends and family calling now that price is pumping after spurning my attempts to orange kill them. Yes. It'd be like that sometimes. Okay. James Caruso. I give this meme review 12 to 24 seed words. Let's go. Okay. Hold on. It's the buzzer. Okay. All right. All right, man. Good show. Great show. Really appreciate it. Dell killed it today. Shouts out to you, bro. Guys, go watch Dell kill it on all the clips. Are you dropping one today? Is there one today? What's going on the clips?
I've got four or five that are in the bag. So yeah. If the powers that be want to pop one up, the most recent one. Was the Tim Dillon and Joe Rogan one.
Let's go.
You got to have a plan. Yeah.
Let's go. Shouts out to Down Rustin. Absolutely slaying it on the clips. Guys, do not sleep on the Simply Bitcoin YouTube channel. We have content in all size and forms for you guys. Anyways, Dale, really appreciate it. We'll see you on the timeline. All right, guys. Love you all. We made it through another show. It is Wednesday. We will be back with our normal show. If you enjoy the show, we are on audio platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and a part of the Fountain for Fountain economy. Wait, Value for Value economy on Fountain. We love you guys. Shouts out to, I don't even know, Opti's real reason for loving Bitcoin. He's trolling me every single day because we don't read the comments anymore. But just know that we really appreciate it. We see you guys. We love you guys. And again, spread all the Bitcoin content. This is the most important job we can be doing, is educating people to what is going on in real time. I say it all the time. It is not enough to talk about the problems. We have the solutions. It is just lip service if you only talk about the problems. If people are not endorsing Bitcoin, in my opinion, they are a part of the problem. Take Bitcoin into self-custody. Run a node for yourself. Be a part of the Bitcoin network. Provide value to the economy, to your fellow man. And you will be rewarded in sats. And again, guys, we're going into a bull run. This is uncontentious at this point. Protect yourself. Take your Bitcoin into self-custody. Back up your seed phrases. Consolidate your UTXOs. Whatever you need to do to get your hygiene in order, do it now, because this bull run is going to get crazy and they will come for your Bitcoin. Anyways, guys, we will see you tomorrow. Really appreciate every single one of you guys. We love you guys. Until next time, this is your boy Opti. We are Simply Bitcoin, and we will be your guide through the separation of money and state. All right, peace out.